Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running on this Wednesday, November the 18th, 2020, 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour, and we are on the air this morning. Now, let me tell you, I have a lot to talk about this. So thank goodness, if I can get the microphone right, thank goodness it's just me this morning. Me and you on the toll-free line this morning for the next two solid hours, because I got a lot to talk about. Now, I just want to give you the kind of idea of the life that I lead. I just want to give you a little sidebar look into the type of life that I lead at this point. Now, I came in here this morning, and I had a great morning, and I'm going to tell you in a few minutes why I had a great morning, although yesterday I had a very peculiar morning, and I'm going to tell you about that as well. Okay, so I came in this morning, and I'm having the best morning, which I'm going to tell you about in just a second. So, as you know, as you're sitting at home, you hear the spots playing, you hear the news, you hear the weather, you hear the little tower spot there, and then my theme music comes on, and Ted Williams comes on, and then when he's done talking, I come on every morning. So, here's what happens as I'm coming on the air this morning. My theme song is playing. I'm in a great mood. The morning has started great. I'm just about ready to start. And here's what happens. I get an instant message. Now, while my theme song is playing, I get an instant message. And here's what the instant message says. It says, and I'll tell you, this came at 8:17 this morning. So it came just as the show was starting 2 minutes ago. Here's what the message says. It says, I'm going to remember to listen today the whole show. Yay for me. Ha ha. Now, that's what it said. It said, I'm going to remember to listen today to the whole show. Yay for me. Ha ha. That's what... See, these are the type of friends that I have in and my mic apparently is going crazy. But these are the type of friends. Why is my mic going berserk this morning? Okay. So in any event, these are the type of friends that I have in life. And apparently my microphone has just went completely berserk. Okay, let's try to fix this problem here. Okay. I think we've got it fixed now. Okay. That's the encouragement I get as I'm about to go on the air this morning. That's what I get. I'm going to try to remember to listen to your whole show this morning. Now, is this really encouragement at this point? I mean, I'm so happy that this person's going to listen to the whole show this morning, because I know sometimes listening to me for 2 hours is a big thing. But that's the encouragement I get as I'm going on. I have got to fix this microphone. This is going to drive me insane. Okay, is that better? Yeah, I think we're better now. Okay. I hate when people play with the knobs. People play with the knobs. I don't know why. Why they play with the knobs, I have no idea. Okay, so that's what I get this morning. I'm going to remember to listen today to the whole show. Yay for me. Ha ha. That's what I get as I'm going on the air. Just remember that, folks. Do your friends give you that kind of encouragement? And now there's a whole litany of messages following that. Because they are listening. Both of them are listening, too, by the way. Not just the one who says she's going to listen to the whole show this morning, but the other one. Now the other one cannot commit. The other one can't commit to listening to the whole show this morning. Now, she has said, I'm listening too, but for a little bit anyway. Just a little bit. She can only take a little bit of it this morning. But, and also, I would like to bring this up too. And I hate to get into this right off the bat. But, here's the thing. Yesterday, I was having a conversation with these, I don't know. They're having a whole message over here that I can't... now they're complaining about my mic, but I think my mic's fixed now, so we're okay. Okay, here's the issue. Here's the issue. These two, for some reason, making fun of my microphone. Wait till I get out the 1975 phone later on. Then they're going to really be complaining about the microphone. Okay, here's the thing. Last night, apparently, these two people... Oh, I just got another message. Social media is so great. I just got a message from one of our listeners, Mary, that says, I need a hug. And we can only do virtual hugs in the COVID era. So I appreciate that I am now getting a virtual hug because of these mean friends that I have. These mean friends as I start the show this morning. So, in any event, this is the conversation yesterday that I'm having... Oh, there's a whole lot of things going on here. Okay, hold on. Let me back up the truck here for a second. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, it's Luke's birthday. Luke, happy 18th birthday. All right, there we go. We got that out of the way. And Kaysen's 8th birthday. Kaysen, Luke, happy birthday. I'm sure your mom will have a cake and ice cream and all kinds of good stuff today. It'll be great. Balloons, you know, the whole bit. Helium. Okay. Now, here's what I want to say at this particular juncture. This is what happened yesterday as I turn away from the computer. I got my virtual hug from Mary, thank goodness, because maybe I'm being bullied by these two. You think I'm being bullied? Maybe I'm being bullied. Okay. Yesterday, I was having a conversation. I hadn't had a conversation with these two for a while, my two friends. And I do that in air quotes at this point. Because, you know, in the COVID era, nothing against them, but you don't really know. You don't really know who your friends are anymore because, you know, people stay 6 feet apart and you don't know. So, here's the deal. So, happy birthday, Luke. Happy birthday, Kaysen. There you go. Now, here is the thing. What I want to say is that yesterday I said, because I want to be a nice guy, I said that I would be happy anytime you call me, I'm right there. I would be happy to bring people coffee. I would be happy to bring people donuts. You know, it's cold now. It's November. We're into the late fall. And it's the holiday season. We're 1 day away, 1 week away from today is the what used to be called the busiest travel day of the year. We don't know if it's still the busiest travel day or not. Used to be called the busiest travel day. We really don't know anymore. So I said, I'll bring you donuts. I'll bring you coffee. I'll do whatever I got to do. Now, these two drink this mocha frappe, you know, chocolate stuff. And I don't know anything about that, because I've never had one of those in my life. Mocha frappe, whatever, I just don't know. But I'm willing to do that, because I want to be a nice person. So, I'm willing to bring them donuts, and I'm not talking about store-bought donuts. I'm talking about, you know, Dunkin'. I'm talking about Tim Hortons. I'm talking about Starbucks. I'm talking about real donuts. And I offered to do this for them. And what do I get in return for this? We don't drink mocha frappe, you know, such and such, such and such. They place their orders. Black coffee and black tea. Now, here's what I want to say about this. Sometimes people's drinks reflect their moods. That's all I want to say. Black coffee, dark tea. Think about it. Now, the other thing I want to say here is about this whole thing. Apparently, these two were up last night at 2 a.m. texting. Now, maybe this is why they're in a little bit of a dark mood. You can't be getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning if you're up at 2 a.m. texting. And what are you up at 2 a.m. texting about? And here's the whole thing I'm offended about in the whole bit, because I thought we were like a, what do you call that, trio. I thought we were like a trio. We were a trio of friends. I get left out now. I'm not in on this whole thing anymore. I haven't even seen these. I don't remember what they look like. I haven't seen these people, and I don't know how long, and I get left out of these little 2 a.m. texts. And I also, I don't know what's going on privately, but, you know, I'm out of the loop. So I fell out of the loop. What can you say? I'm out of the loop at this point. So this is my little vent last night. This is my little vent. I don't know. I was just left out of the loop. Okay. So there you go. You know what I don't know? Okay, let's say I'm up at 2 a.m. and I want to text somebody. How do I know if somebody else is up at 2 a.m.? Their status shows active? Is that what it is? And I just start texting them? And I don't know why people are up at 2 o'clock in the morning anyway. It is true. I would not have responded to a text at 2 o'clock in the morning because clearly I would not have been awake. But I'm sorry I had to vent here for like 11 minutes on this. But this is all I'm saying. Now, and when I offered to bring people coffee and donuts, now, do you think anybody offered to bring me coffee and donuts? Well, no. No. You know, and I like a good donut every so often. I like a good beverage. You know what I'm saying? But that's the way it goes. But apparently they're listening to the whole show this morning. So they'll never call in, though. They used to call in. Well, one of them used to call in. No, they've both called in the past. But one calls in to answer trivia questions. I don't think she's ever called in for any other reason. And then the other one, now she's called in, and heaven knows we've had some interesting conversations. But other than that, we don't talk on the phone anymore either. Apparently, this isn't that 2 a.m. texting ring that goes on here on the radio every morning. Boy, what a vent this was this morning. I didn't expect... We're almost half past the hour here. What a 13-minute rant this was this morning. And I've got a whole lot of other stuff to get into. But thank you for the virtual hug, Mary. And the other two, you know, I don't know. We'll keep working on this thing. Okay. But by the way, if you want to call in, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And also, does anybody else have problems with what I just said? Do you think I'm being left out of the loop here? Do you think I am being left out of the loop? I think I've been pushed aside. You know, and that's okay, because, you know, I have other friends. But I think I'm being pushed out of the loop in this particular situation. Now, I understand this, because they are girls, and I am not. And maybe that's it. You know, they feel comfortable talking to each other. I don't know about, you know, like doing their hair and what kind of dresses they're going to wear the next day and things of that nature. You know, and I can't give information on that. I don't know anything about that. What kind of mocha frappe stuff they're going to order. I don't know anything about that at 2 o'clock in the morning. So this could be the problem. But if anybody's got an opinion on this, am I being pushed out? Mary, who gave me the virtual hug, what do you think about this whole situation? Because heavens knows, for one morning here, I just don't want to spend too much time talking about coronavirus, so I'm trying to make it light this morning, but you got to make these phones ring, because I got to talk to somebody about this. This is like therapy for me every morning. I come in here, and it's kind of like therapy between me and you, the listening audience. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, give me a buzz. What do you think? Mary, do you think I'm being cut out here? Do you think I'm being pushed aside? in this friendship? We'll see. Or anybody else out there, please weigh in. I would love to hear from you. It's always good to hear the phone ring. 740-383-9944. Okay, got to get this announcement in. Free food bank at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion. The food giveaway is Saturday morning, November 21st at 9 a.m. The parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. So this is a big thing, Thanksgiving on the horizon. Free food bank at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road. Food giveaway is Saturday morning, November 21st at 9 a.m. The parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. Don't miss that for love nor money. So there, and we'll mention that a few more times in the next few days as we head into November 21st on Saturday. Okay, what's next on the list? Oh, I want to tell you why it was such a good morning this morning before I got these awful messages. Here's what happened. This morning, now, if you were listening to the program last week, I came in last week totally unsuspecting, and I came into the studio, and laying on the desk was my favorite breakfast from my favorite breakfast place, and a drink. And I was so shocked, and there was a little note, so I knew who it came from. And I was so surprised. I had not asked for it. I did not know it was coming. And I thought, this is great. And I even wrote about it on Facebook. I said, boy, this is a way to start a day. So that was great last week. So this morning, week number two, I came in again this morning and sitting here right in front of the radio equipment was my favorite breakfast again and a beverage with a note again to let me know who brought it. So this is what I've learned. This cheered me up, by the way, because then I got to have a little breakfast before I came on the air this morning, which I normally don't do. So this cheered me up this morning, and so I was all ready to go. And I'll tell you, this person, here's what I know now. Here's what I know now. I know that I have had a few so-so people in my life. And trust me, to say so-so, that's a nice term, to say so-so people. Now, I don't want to say anybody was bad. I don't necessarily think they're bad people. I just think they were so-so. In my world, we were having a so-so connection. And but this person is not so-so. This person knows what they're doing. This person is right on the money. So sometimes, this is a good lesson for you, a good life lesson. Sometimes you have to remove the so-so people from your life because you got to clear space. Because time and people are like closet space. You have to make some room to get the new people in there. So, I have now cleared some of the so-so people out of the closet, and I'm able to bring somebody new in who clearly is just an amazing person, who will bring me breakfast and drinks and leave notes. So, thank you to that person who did that. That was very, very thoughtful and very, very nice. And I know this person doesn't want anything in return. So, unlike people in the past, who I think just do nice things to get things in return, and that's no good. So, you got to get rid of those so-so people. This is another life lesson for this morning. Get rid of those so-so people so you can make room for really good people. You will be happier for it. Now, has anybody ever had to do this? Now, this is a real good topic. Really good? Is this a really good topic or a real good topic? I think it's a really good topic is how you would say that. Okay. Have you ever had to clean some of the so-so people out of your closet to put new good people in your life? Has anybody had this go on maybe recently or in the past? Now let me know, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let me know what you think. Because I think this is a fascinating phenomenon. Because sometimes you can't have all those people in your life. You can't have the so-so people still hanging around because they will continue to be so-so and it will diminish the good activities being done by the really good people. But if you just have the good people, then you don't have to worry about the so-so activities from the so-so people. And again, maybe they were just so-so to me. You know, maybe they are really, really, really great people with other people. But with me, the connection was just so-so. So there you go. Words to live by this morning on this program. Now, I know that there are people out there listening who can relate to this. But I know that people do not want to talk about this because it's a rough thing to talk about. But phone lines remain open. 740-383-9944. Now, this is something I want calls about because I had an episode yesterday that I really don't know what happened. So, here's the thing. And this is just how it happened. This is an honest-to-goodness story. Now, yesterday morning, I was coming into this building the same time I normally do. I park the car, and I'm coming into the building. I get my stuff out of the car that I normally bring into the building, and I walk in. I do the show, and I leave yesterday. And as I'm leaving the building, I'm walking back over to my car, and I notice, as I'm walking back over to my car, that the driver's side window is down, like halfway down. And I'm thinking, that's strange, because yesterday morning was very cold, and I don't think I would drive with the driver's side window down, and I don't remember rolling the driver's side window down. So I'm thinking, why is the driver's side window down? So I get in the car, and obviously I'm going to go roll up the window. And as I'm rolling up the driver's side window, I notice that all the other windows are down. The passenger window's down, and both back windows are down. Now, how does that happen? Because in my own mind, I said to myself, you know, I guess it is possible, because they are electric windows, that when I got out of the car, I might have bumped one of the windows and knocked it down and just not saw it as I was walking into the building. Now, that could have happened. But how did all of the windows get rolled down? And the weird thing, nothing was missing out of the car. I looked around, nothing was missing at all. So, how does this happen? Does anybody have any idea how something like that would happen? That was the weirdest experience I've ever had in quite some time. Does anybody even have the slightest idea how that would happen? Now remember, I get out of the car. I think everything's up. Everything's good. I always lock my car when I get out of it. I come out 2 hours later and all the windows are down. And that's the only thing that I can seem to notice that had changed, is that all the windows were down. Nothing was bothered. There was nothing missing, nothing touched, nothing any different. Just all the windows were down. So does anybody know how that would have happened? Now, I'm being told here, and I don't know if this is true or not, that you can put all your windows down in a Honda with your key fob. Now, how do you do that? Because I do have a key fob, but I have never been able to put all the windows down with my key fob. That's never happened before. Does anybody know about a Honda's and a key fob? and something about your windows. Because to be honest with you, I was a little nervous about this yesterday. Because I thought, how does that happen? I'd never seen anything like that before. You know what? I'm going to pull out my key fob. We got time here this morning. By the way, give me a buzz. Does anybody know anything about this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You could put my mind at ease right now if you were able to explain this. Okay, here's my key fob. Now, I don't see anything on this key fob about windows. I see the lock button. I see the unlock button. And I see the trunk button. Now, how in the world would I put down all the windows with this key fob? We've got unlock, lock, and open up the trunk. Now, where and panic? I've got panic. So, where and how, with this key fob, would I roll down all the windows? Does anybody know this? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Boy, this is scintillating material here this morning. I bet you thought we'd be talking about the governor. Haha, but we're not there yet. Okay. Click the unlock twice and hold it down the second time, maybe. I don't know about this. Does anybody know anything about cars and Hondas and the key fob in relation to rolling all the windows down? Why would you need your key fob to roll all your windows down? What is the correlation here? Does anybody understand this? Well, this person said they just did it on their car and they drive a Honda as well. Does anybody know? Help me out here. 740-383-9944. Because I'm not sure how this happened. And to be honest with you, in winter and when it's windy and being in a public parking lot, I really don't want to roll down all the windows in my car. Now, this morning, I was highly paranoid. So as I was walking into the building, I kept looking back at the car to see if the windows were up. What do you think? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, apparently this is something you would want to do in the summer, and I understand that, but this is not summer. I don't need those windows down. Now, think if it had been raining yesterday. That could have been a real disaster. I think that's a bad key fob. Okay. So if anybody has anything to add to that, feel free to call me. 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, let's get to the big topic here this morning. The governor gave his state of the state yesterday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And he let us know that he does not want to close the restaurants, the bars, or the fitness centers because of COVID. Now, the numbers are still going up, but at this point, he's not going to close the bars or the restaurants or the fitness centers. Now, here's what he's going to do. Now, listen close, if you haven't heard already. What the governor's going to do is he's going to put a curfew in place starting Thursday night. Okay, Thursday night. Now, the curfew is from 10 o'clock at night until 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, here's what this means. You should try to be at home. But if you still work certain places, you can still go to work. And apparently, if you still want to go to the grocery store, if you still want to go get takeout after 10 o'clock, you can do this. As I'm looking over it this morning, after 10 o'clock at night. Now, does anybody understand this? Because here's what I don't get. Do you think the majority of people are out from 10 o'clock at night till 5 o'clock in the morning? Is that when we're really having large groups of people congregating 10 at night until 5 in the morning? Is that where coronavirus is being spread? And number two, what exactly is this curfew? Because apparently you can still go to the grocery store, which there's no change there, and you can still go to work, and you can still go get takeout after 10 o'clock. So I don't know. I don't really understand what's different, because most of the restaurants in this area close long before 10 o'clock anyway. The sit-down restaurants, you know, very few are open past 10 o'clock, and I thought the bars already had to stop serving alcohol at 10:30. So what exactly is the difference? And clearly, I don't think police officers are going to be pulling you over, because you can still go to the grocery store and you can still go get takeout. So, and listen, there's a big poll in the Dispatch this morning. What did Twitter think of Governor DeWine's announcement? Well, let me tell you, they were not happy. Now, I'm not going to knock Governor DeWine here this morning, because I think he's trying to do the best he can. But people were not happy. Let me tell you. And people were making fun of this yesterday. The memes were out on social media. The comments. I don't get it. And then people got confused, who I think did not listen to the whole message. And they thought the curfew started last night. And it didn't. It doesn't start till Thursday. Although, I don't know what the difference is. Because if you can be, I guess you can still be out. So I'm not sure what the curfew is. Now, explain this to me. Does somebody understand it? I guess, so what are we cutting out after 10 o'clock? What are people out doing after 10 right now that we are stopping? Because you're still allowed to go to the grocery store, you're still allowed to work, and you're still allowed to go get takeout. So what exactly are we stopping from 10 a.m. until 5 a.m. that was going on before? So please help me with this, because I just don't understand it. I mean, when I first heard about this curfew, I thought, well, everybody's got to be home. Everybody's got to be home. Now, and even at that, I wasn't sure if that was going to help anything, because again, 10 a.m. to 5 a.m., how many people are out? But now I really don't understand it, because if you're allowed to go get takeout, and you're allowed to go to work, and you're allowed to go to the grocery store, what have we stopped? So hit me up here, 740-383-9944. And if you don't understand it either, tell me that. Because don't let me think that I'm the only one who clearly does not understand this. Does anybody understand it? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. I would love to know your thoughts on this whole curfew thing. Because, And as I say, if it was an absolute curfew where businesses had to shut down and everybody had to be home, you know, a lot of people would have disagreed with it, but that might have made a little more sense than this. And I understand why it's being done, because we don't want to hurt businesses. And some people can only shop after 10 o'clock at night, I guess. So, how does this cut down on the spread of COVID? Does anybody have any idea? I would really love to know on this one. Because if somebody has a logical thought on this, I would love to get it. because, like I say, whether you agree with me or disagree with me, I don't understand the curfew. And I've read the periodicals this morning. I just don't get it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Don't be shy this morning. So we've got a lot of topics here. Does anybody know anything about Hondas and their key fobs and how you can roll down all the windows with one stroke of your key fob? Do we know anything about this curfew that's going to happen on Thursday night and last for 21 days? 21 days of curfew to see what happens there. What do you make? I know when people like, what do you think of getting so-so people out of your life to make room for the good people? You get the so-sos out and then you bring in the good people. So what do you make of that? And what do you make of certain people wanting donuts and coffee? Or tea, coffee or tea, and having 2 a.m. text sessions that I'm not a part of. And again, I'm not up at 2 a.m., so I would not be having that 2 a.m. text session anyway. But I wonder if I come up in the 2 a.m. text session. See, those are the things you want to know. Do I come up? Do they say, oh, I wonder if Scott's asleep? You know, that sort of thing. So, here we are, 54 minutes past the hour. Telephone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. 1 week away from Thanksgiving Eve, formerly known as the busiest travel day of the year. So, here we are. And again, we do want to send out happy birthday salutations today to Luke and Kaysen. We know Luke's 18. Now, Kaysen, I'm not sure about the age, but he's younger than 18. So we hope they're having a great birthday today. And I know they'll have a great birthday because last time I had a birthday, their mother did something nice for me. So I think that it'll probably be a great birthday. They'll probably get, you know, something nice, you know, that they want for dinner, and they'll get their favorite cake and ice cream, and they'll get maybe something they want for their birthday. Although, well, we're not in the curfew yet, so don't worry about that 10 o'clock thing. But don't worry about that till tomorrow night as we truck right along here. Don't forget, here today on this station, I will be on with Glenn Coble today from 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then Glenn will be on with A Progressive Life from 12 to 1. Then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4 to 5, and then we have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. today. So that's the rundown today here on WWGH Radio. And remember, 4.5 minutes left in this segment, and we're waiting for your phone calls. We had good phone calls yesterday from people out there in the listening audience. I hope you enjoyed Dr. Art Uline yesterday. I always find him fascinating because he's been a doctor for a long time and he's no longer practicing. And I think we really get some honesty from him when he's on. I think we really get what's going on because he's got no reason to lie at this point. And he's also in the older age set at this particular point. So he certainly doesn't want to come down with this pandemic. So it's interesting to hear from him. I enjoy that. And I hope you enjoyed that as well. Now, it was a little nerve-wracking because we've all learned what's going on out there and that people are going to get together on Thanksgiving and that people are going to do what they're going to do. But I guess we'll deal with it, much like we dealt with Halloween, much like we dealt with Election Day, much like we dealt with the 4th of July and Labor Day and Memorial Day and Easter and all these other things that we have dealt with during the pandemic of 2020. And, you know, I keep hearing a lot of people say, as we approach the end of the year here, only about a month and a half left in this year, that, they'll be so glad when this year goes away. Well, I don't think that this is going to be over next year. So maybe we should rethink that. Although, apparently, good work is being done with vaccines right now. Now, this is a positive. I think we're all glad to hear that. And, there was a story this morning that Dolly Parton had donated $1 million. Dolly Parton had donated $1 million to help coronavirus research. Now, what a nice thing that is to do. You know, you gotta like Dolly Parton. You don't have to be a fan of country music. You don't have to be a fan of her movies. You don't have to be a fan of anything else she does. But you gotta say, to give $1 million, do you know how much $1 million is? To give $1 million to coronavirus research, what a thing for Dolly Parton. And you know, I think I read earlier this week that Dolly Parton is also going to be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year. So again, that's going on. Although apparently it's going to go on without the bands and possibly fewer balloons. Although we really don't have that confirmed. Obviously it's going to go on because they've booked Dolly Parton, but we don't know about this whole, I don't know why fewer balloons. Maybe just less people to hold them. I don't know. I get the bands thing, that you wouldn't want the bands out there all close together. But, all right. Let's see here. Oh, well, yes, I do want to say, I want to bring this back up, because I think this is very important. There are two birthdays today, and we always want to say happy birthday to our good friends. And Luke is 18 today, so again, happy birthday to Luke here before we go to the break. And Kason is also having a birthday today. How about that? Kason is having a birthday. Now, I have met this kid, and this kid is so smart, so creative, and I know it's going to be something just absolutely huge in life. This kid is destined for great things. And so is Luke. Luke's been in here too. So, you know, I know these kids. They're destined for great things. But this Kason, he knows what he's doing. He's smart. So we definitely want to give him the best, best birthday wishes from all of us here at WWGH Radio. And what a unique name, Kason. That's a good, unique name. A unique name for a unique kid who's going to do unique things in life. So happy birthday, Kason and Luke, back in 15 minutes.
Time that was going to come again to WWGH, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Speedy delivery.
Yay! Boy, that sure sounds familiar.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
I'm going to do one of my poems here tonight.
I hope,
really
I hope so.
And,
the Tom Snyder Bob Hope story.
Oh,
that's
you want to hear it now?
No, we want to get the answer to the question.
Oh,
okay.
But your question is not, I disagree. Don't you disagree? Or don't you agree,
you disagree
that
with
gossip,
the question?
Because it contains three words, gossip and tabloid. And I think those are the same. Thou shalt not better ever never hurt. If you gave it a thought, you'd have never fought. It only made things worse.
That's pretty good. Very nice.
Good.
You know what depresses me about
that would have never made a Hope special.
It just would have never made it.
It would have got bumped.
Too complicated. I got to tell you, Gallagher, that's too complicated.
Yeah, that's deep.
Back to the corn pop.
I'm cutting edge.
Yeah,
I'm on the lip.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the second hour of your Steve Boom Boom Cannon Afternoon Radio Rampage on WWGH 107.1. Have a great rest of the day, a good night tonight, and a better day tomorrow. Above all, have happy trails.
It's the place to be for your friends and your family. Our place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
One of our great people, the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, so glad to see you.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Scott. I'm always amazed at all of these celebrities that you get. You're gone through quite a bunch there. You're my favorite interviewer.
And that's all the time we have for today. We will be back tomorrow. Don't miss it, starting at 10:15 in the morning. This is Scott Spears for This Day, heading for the dugout.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit stoptextstoprex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. One of Marion's most famous residents was Warren G. Harding, the 29th President of the United States of America and a former United States Senator from Ohio. Harding won election as president in 1920.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Programming on WWGH Radio is proudly supported by Mimi's Party Zone and Balloons. Address 117 North Greenwood Street, Suite 5. Telephone number 740-262-8810. Facebook page, Mimi's Party Zone and Balloons. Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday from 8:10 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on WWGH Radio. The place for the best guests, like legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm, and you're doing what I used to do, just, you know, drive people crazy until they finally say yes and do the show. That shows me a lot.
Well, I
more your kind in our game.
Well, I have to say, and we're, there are a few more things we're going to get on into here in the next 28 minutes, but, you know, I think this is important live radio stuff to talk about. I barrage Mr. Donahue with requests to come on this show constantly. He's probably about ready to change his phone number.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Before I let you go, I have to say that you have made my day, without question. I really do know you don't do these things often, and to give us this time and to come on with us means the world to me, and I hope you are still able to do it periodically, because when you come on, the morning is more exciting, a little more energy around, and we really do want to hear what you have to say. We really, really do. You are the best.
Okay. You're a pal. Thank you so much, Scott, and it's been my pleasure, and thank you for getting the old talk show guy out of bed and trying to do his best for you, because I respect you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Donahue.
Okay, kid. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Phil Donahue, how about that?
And longtime newsman Sam Donaldson.
Here is Sam Donaldson. Sam, how are you?
Well, Scott, I'm pleased to be with you. I mean, you're persistent, you're smart. I understand you've been on the air for 5 years. And I must tell you, I was a reporter in Washington for 52 years. The next 47 is the easiest. I mean, the first five was the hardest stuff.
You know, it's interesting, Sam. I was talking the other day over a few stations. I've been doing this for 17